Good evening, everyone, and happy Wednesday. Tonight is a really exciting night. I'm your guest host tonight. This is DC Love, and I'm so excited because we have a brand new show, and this is the first episode. Our new show is entitled Angel Answers, and your hosts are Mary Hernandez and Liz Pfister. So without further ado, I'm going to bring the ladies on and let them say hello and tell you a little bit about themselves. Liz, would you like to go first?
Sure. I'm Liz Pfister. I have a hard time with labels, so I'm an empath and intuitive and a healer. I read cards. I get intuitive messages. I do Reiki healing. I also offer some spiritual counseling, and I teach how to read cards, a little bit of everything. And I'm just trying to spread, happiness and the peace and the reconnection with ourselves that we should have. So that's what I work with people on. Aside from this show that I'll be doing every Wednesday, on Tuesday nights, I also stream a crystal singing bowl meditation from my holistic center where I work out of each Tuesday. So, and just try to bring that soothing, grounding back into the world, especially right now with everything going on. I guess that's it about me.
That's really beautiful, Liz. Thank you. And Mary, can you tell everyone a little bit about you as well?
Yes. I'm an intuitive empath. I have abilities which include communication with the other side. So I work with a variety of card decks. I bring messages through from those in spirit and angels. And please tune in to Liz's singing bowls. It's amazing. I mean, I got so grounded last week. I couldn't do it yesterday, but it was amazing. Thank you, Liz.
Well, thank you.
Wow, that's really beautiful. So I have not had the honor of joining the two of you yet on a show, so I'm really excited myself. I'm looking here. I'm running the board tonight, so you guys, if you don't have your seatbelt on, please let's buckle up, okay? I'm not the best of drivers. I'm just letting you know, so put the seat. Okay, so we do have a list of callers. Would it be okay if I started to open up the board?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
okay.
We're ready.
Awesome. Hello, area code 805. You're live with Angel Answers.
Thank you, DC Love. This is Donna from California. How are you?
Good. Hello, Donna. We're so excited
Hi.
To have you with us tonight.
Oh, thank Very you.
Very nice.
I'm
Do you
excited
have a specific
myself.
Question?
I wanted to know about my love life. I'm not in a relationship. I did get on Match. It's an internet site about 3 weeks ago, but nothing's come of it. I am on it until December 24th. And let me tell you, about 6 months ago, I was meditating, and I asked the universe to bring me in a partner and bring me in more abundance so that I could travel and have a little bit of money. And I heard it's coming soon. And then I felt all this love and peacefulness and gentleness and kind of like a childlikeness in my heart area. And I wanted to know if those were coming, or it's been a long time since I heard that. No.
Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, you're in the right place. Okay. Ladies, do either of you have any messages?
Well, I'm already feeling like it's still coming. This is Liz. I apologize.
Hi, Liz.
Hi. I still feel like it's on the way. And I do, a lot of meditating myself, and a lot of times we try to push things. So we have to believe that the universe provides for us at the right time, right? Divine timing.
Yeah.
So as much as we know it's coming and we're anxious for it, sometimes we don't have enough patience. but it is coming. Let me see. I'm going to pull you a card from the Power of Surrender cards by Judith Orloff. Well, I feel it's something you need to surrender, and I'm pretty sure it has to do with the, surrender your fear of change is the message I got. The universe is reminding you that you are cared for always. Whether you're afraid of a change in your job, your health, or a relationship, or if you fear aging or death, repeat the affirmation, I have faith that all is well. So I think that is addressing your fear of time running out, right? Or time taking too long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so if you just let it loose, and you know what? It's just going to sneak up and smack you right in the back of the head when you don't even expect it.
Wow. Oh, super. Excited.
Wow, that was awesome.
Thank you.
I thought for a second Ginger was coming out of your mouth. The last part of it sounded a little bit like Ginger. Oh, my goodness. That was beautiful. Mary, do you have anything yet?
Yes. Speaking about her love life, I actually got big chills all over my body. Like my whole entire body got chills from head to toe. And I pulled a card from the Angel Wisdom Tarot, which is the Radley Valentine. It just came out recently, and it's the passionate, to be passionate, confident, charismatic, restless, events requiring immediate action, trust your instincts, stay focused, and a passionate relationship. How amazing is that? And then we have a lady on a horse just like racing. And again, I'm having like super chills everywhere. So, I mean, I think it's like Liz said, it's divine timing. When it's time, it's going to come quick. So be ready. It's like a chariot on a horse. You're going to be on a horse racing. So that's how
I share this. Mary, the picture on the card I pulled is also a woman on a horse.
Oh my gosh, that is such a total confirmation. Wow, Donna, that's amazing.
Yes. That's absolutely beautiful. And I was just hearing you just have to be a little bit more patient and stay optimistic.
Okay.
Things are going to turn out in your favor, okay? So
just
focus on what you're desiring. And I've got to ask you, did you make a list of the qualities that special someone has to have?
Okay. I can do
you,
that.
You really should. It'd be like all of us saying, you know, let's get in the car and go out to a restaurant. Well, we're sitting there. The waitress brings over menus. And, you know, we're ready to order. She comes back and she's saying, can I have your orders? And if you're vague with your order, there are chances that you're not going to get exactly what you're wanting. But the more specific that you can be, chances are you're going to get what you're looking for, okay?
Okay.
And on the other, you could have like one side of the paper, you know, all the qualities the person should have. On the other stuff, the deal breakers, maybe stuff that didn't work in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And another biggie is you've got to love yourself first. And
right,
you've
got
to realize
that.
Okay, you know, when you get up in the morning, look in the mirror, you know, you say, I love you, I love you, and you mean it. And, you know, you do something nice for yourself, whether it's a massage, you know, maybe a manicure, pedicure, or even just, you know, buying yourself a nice candle, whatever it is, but you've got to do something nice for you. And the other little thing is make some room in your closet. Take maybe 3 or 4 hangers, you know, and either push them over, put them else, but you've got to make room in your closet to tell the universe, hey, I'm waiting and I'm making room for this special person as well. Okay?
Yeah, I'll do that too.
Okay, because you are, you know, you are going to have what you're wanting. And have you been getting out and meeting, like, people?
Well,
I mean, I know it's
hard.
COVID.
But I am on match.com.
Okay.
You know, spoken to three men, but I'm not interested, really. But, you know, that's okay. That's all. I've only been on for a week and a half.
Okay. Yeah, you're definitely going to meet someone. And my dog Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, you know, just wait. You've got to wait for the right person, because maybe the first person
right.
that you meet might seem like Mr. Right. She's saying it's not the person, okay?
Uh-huh.
So just
yeah.
be careful with that, okay?
Okay.
And we thank you for
that.
Calling in to our first
thank
show
you.
Tonight here with our beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, all of you.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Donna.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Yes,
thank you, Donna.
Donna, okay?
Yes.
Let us know how you're doing. Thank you.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Ladies, that was totally amazing. Are you sure you haven't been, you know, on shows all over the place? Because you really, you nailed it. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Really cool.
Thank you.
Okay, so with that being said, you know, the list is getting longer, so we're going to have to pick up some more calls.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep them coming.
Here we go. Okay. Area code 256, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Yes, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you this evening?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Do you have a question for our beautiful team?
Yes. My question is in reference to dealing with frustration. I have a little frustration with work, and I'm attempting to work through some grief from a loss of an aunt. And it's
okay.
Both of those items are bothering me, and I just need to learn. I just want to know how I can work through this frustration.
Okay. Okay, that's a great question. Ladies?
Well, this is Liz. Kimberly, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I immediately felt how I feel the second I get anxious. And I used to work at a job where I felt that a lot. So right away, I am saying, take deep breaths. As soon as you start to feel that that anxiety or that frustration creep in, close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth 3 times. And that'll help you. And do you meditate regularly?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. So bring a little meditation into work, too. It's a little harder, but you can find 5 minutes, you know, take a little bathroom break, go in and breathe and clear your mind so that you can get through those days, because it is tough when you're at work trying to grieve and, you know, keep your personal life separate from your home life. Pull you a card. This is from a deck a friend of mine created. It's called An Angel for All Seasons by Jen Kupcho. And let's see. So the message is, the happiness you seek is on the other side of the wall you've built. This wall is no more than a veil of whispers. Simply lean in and reach through. So that's telling me that this frustration that you're feeling at work is somewhat self-created. You have an idea that people are working against you, and that's not necessarily the case. We have to learn to look at each situation objectively and not have judgment on it. It seems like a lot of what you are being frustrated about is stuff that doesn't really matter.
So this is telling you to just, when you start to feel frustrated, again, take those three deep breaths, because you will then look at the situation again from a different perspective and say, oh, that's not really, okay, that's not really what's happening. I can get past this, and you'll be able to move on.
Beautiful. That was beautiful.
That's what I have for you.
Mary, do you have anything for Kimberly?
Yes, I pulled two cards. Actually, I pulled a card for her aunt, you know, since she's working with grief, from the Talking to Heaven deck of from James Van Prock. And the first card that jumps out was, "My death was painless. Please don't worry or hold on to guilt." I'm getting super chills. Basically, what the card is saying is, please know that your thoughts of guilt and worry block our light. They don't serve any of us well and create unnecessary debris. Know that I am happy and that a soul can never be harmed. She's okay. So, and she didn't suffer any pain. And then as part of your, I'm getting super chills. Wow. So she's around me and she's around you. I don't know if you feel it, Kimberly.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And then for work, I pulled from the Angel Wisdom Tarot, The Dreamer. And the card is, it's a new start. A new start is coming. Trust yourself, push your fears aside, and take a leap of faith. So basically, Archangel Metatron is known for watching over very sensitive people, especially children. Here he is watching over the dreamer, which is you, as he steps through the doorway into his next life. So there's a leap of faith that you're probably going to have a new start as well. So just trust yourself. Change is coming. I feel it.
Okay.
That's all
beautiful.
I got, Kimberly.
And that was beautifully beautiful, Mary. Thank you. And Kimberly, I believe I have your aunt with us. She's still here. And she's saying, you know, you've got to see how amazing you are. Sometimes you compare yourself to others, and you there's no need to do that, okay? And I feel like she's saying, you know, like, sometimes you even beat yourself up about something, and you shouldn't do that. And I agree that something is going to come in regard to work, and your aunt is just, she's shaking her head, and you have a lot of talent. You've got all this talent. But I'm getting, you don't believe in yourself as much as you should, okay? Your aunt is just like, she's showing me the way she's standing and everything. She had an amazing personality.
Oh, yeah.
And I just, you have a lot of her qualities. And she's happy that you're taking interest in different things. Like, really, you know, spiritual things is what she's showing me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes when things happen, they happen to give us like a little nudge to move forward, okay? But do not beat yourself up over different things, okay? And she's saying one of the biggest things, don't try to fit in. Why are you trying to fit in when you were born to stand out, honey, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're filled with all this beautiful energy, she's saying. And sometimes like you feel like you're a victim. You're not a victim. Okay? She's saying use that beautiful, positive energy for your better good. She's saying, I'm here, and I'm going to try to inspire you as much as I can. But she's saying you're filled with all these beautiful ideas, and, you know, she wants you to start manifesting them. Okay?
Okay.
And hold on to hope, okay? She's saying, believe it or not, you may not see it right now, but down the line, you're going to see that there's a silver lining in all of this.
Okay.
Okay. You're going, and as you know, you're going through all the crap. Honey, she's saying that there's you're going through an awakening as well, Kimberly. So it can be a little bit tough, but hang in there, honey. And, you know, if you need a little bit more guidance, call back again next week, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you all very much.
God bless you, Lee.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we got to move on, ladies. Okay. Area code 937. Hi, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hello, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you this evening?
Oh, real good.
Awesome.
I was just wondering if you guys see anything for me for love life. Anyone coming
in? Ooh, la, la. My dog Ginger's excited. She likes to hear about love. Do you guys have anything for Sandy about love?
Not yet. I'll pull a card. Liz, do you get something?
I saw a white orb, so something is coming. I think I need to pull a card, too.
Okay. Okay, I'm getting, while the ladies are pulling their cards, honey, my dog Ginger is showing me your foot, and she's trying to pull it, and she's saying, step out of your comfort zone, Sandy. Okay? So you've got to step out of your comfort zone to find the relationship that you are looking for. Okay?
Yes, makes sense.
And I'm getting, I sort of see like Christmas lights all tangled up. Did you have like a relationship where it was a little, it was sort of like, it looks to me like a little crazy, you know? There was, you know, some kind of entanglement. That's why I see the like the tangled Christmas lights, you know?
Yes. Mhm. Very
okay.
much so.
Okay, so you've got to ask the angels to come in and help you with that so you don't bring that into another relationship, okay?
Okay.
And now Ginger's lighting a candle, so I'm getting, you know, there may be an old flame in the picture as well, okay? So just hold on to that.
Okay.
And we've, you know, sometimes, you know, when you get that message, you know, like an old flame, you know, old flames are old flames for a reason, you know, so just hold on to that. And I'm going to ask the ladies, do you have anything, ladies?
I'm ready. Similar to Ginger, there's a light, there's someone with a, in front of mirrors, I pulled from the Angel Wisdom Tarot cards, and it's someone with candle and similar to Ginger, and the card is the Five of Fire that I got. It's conflicts
wow.
with others cause. Yeah, it's crazy, and it's it says conflicts with others caused by opposing opinions. Walk away from drama unless the situation is really worth your time. Then stand up for yourself. Very ambitious people. So I think now is an important time for you to embrace the message and of renewal in your life. And Archangel Jeremiel can help you see what the past and present reflect about your future.
Okay.
That's all I got.
That was beautiful.
This is Liz, and I pulled two cards. And the first one is Surrender to Inner Peace. And this is, I kind of felt this too. I'll read you the message. Cultivate inner peace on a daily basis. In a quiet, meditative moment, focus on the stillness within and enjoy this inner refuge. Others will feel your good vibes too, and your life will flow more easily. So I feel like you're not fully loving yourself and stepping into that. Owning who you are. And when we do that, we send out mixed signals to other people. So a lot of times we can't attract the right mate. But when we can kind of take those moments and sit with ourselves in silence and be comfortable being alone with ourselves, then we know we're ready to find that person, find the other person that's going to make us, not make us complete, but make our life complete, what we're looking for, have that wholeness. And the other card I pulled is it's a beautiful picture of a lion, which is also speaking to your inner strength. So you have this within you, to be very strong and very powerful. And finding that inner peace, you're going to connect with this inner strength. And this card says, the sculpted beauty of the present moment gives me a glimpse into the strength of my future. So pay attention to what you're doing right now, each present moment, and find the enjoyment. Because once you start to become happier and find joy in each moment, it raises your vibration. And when you raise your vibration, you attract the people that you want in your life. So two very important messages there for you.
Yes.
And Sandy, I just want to add one other thing. Ginger was bringing to my attention one of your, like, I'm getting a couple of your past lives, actually. You did have difficulty with partnerships in past lives. You more so would rather be on your own because you would find yourself with people that did not have your best interest at heart. Okay? And I was seeing, like, the scales that you have to be a little bit more balanced, but she's saying, you've been working through that in this lifetime. You're a little bit scared still at this moment. But you are going forward, and she's saying it's been a little bit of a difficult road for you, but you've learned from those past lives. So let go of the fear and, all of those old feelings that you're holding on to. Ask the angels. They'll come in and help you because you are going to find love, honey, and you've got to let go of what you're holding on to, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're so welcome. Take care, and please call back for some more angel answers. Okay, Sandy?
Thank you. Yes, and I'm so glad you got the show. This is awesome. You guys have a great day.
Thank you too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Ladies, you're rocking and rolling. My goodness, I am so thrilled. Okay, we're going to pick up another caller here. Okay, my board's flipping around. Okay. Hi, area code 614. Hi. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, DC. It's me, Tess.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you, ladies, for making your time and having the show. I would like to connect with the angels, please. And see what they have for me.
Okay, Jess, that's awesome. Is there any area of interest?
Finance, please.
Okay, awesome. We've got that. Okay, ladies, Jess would like to know about her finances. Do you have any angel messages?
Well, I'm being told to pick two cards, but...
Okay.
A card jumps out immediately, and it's there's three angels with cups in their hands. It's a beautiful. They're out in the woods and with halos, and the moon is out, and it's just an amazing card. I'm just getting like amazing vibrations. And it says the card is news worth celebrating. Joyful announcements like engagements, weddings, pregnancy, or graduation. This is a time for gratitude, close communities, or chosen families.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
I just have to ask you, you're holding on to a lot of stress this month. Okay? And
yes,
I feel like that may be one of
busy. Yeah.
That's a theme that you really don't want to take throughout the rest of the month, correct? So
yeah.
I believe the last time that we connected, were you going to go on a vacation? A little mini getaway?
Come out and like a mini road trip. Yeah.
Yes, because that's what the angels are suggesting, that you get away, a nice little mini vacation. Okay, and find, like, different ways to handle the stress, okay? Because the stress is going to affect any kind of decisions that you're trying to make, in regard to anything, your finances or whatever else you're, you know, that you're focusing on him, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm also getting, there's some kind of emotional ties that you have from the past, honey, that keep you from moving forward.
Okay, I wonder what emotion that is.
Yeah, the emotional ties, I don't have that specific answer, but as we know, one of the things that we could do is say, dear innate, I release.
Okay.
Even if you, you know, if you can't quite figure out what it is, you know, dear innate, even though I don't know what it is, I release, okay? And say that even before
okay.
you go to bed, you'll fall into a nice, comfortable sleep, and you may have some answers upon, you know, awakening. Okay? But you have so many beautiful abilities within you to help you to get where you want to be, okay? And the angels, you know, they're there to help guide you. You have all this creativity, and you're meant to be a leader, hon. Okay?
Yes.
So with that being said, I'm going to turn you over now to our beautiful ladies here. We have Liz and Mary. Ladies.
So this is Thanks, Liz, Susie. And I have two cards for you. The first one is from my good friend Michelle Irene's Connecting with Angels deck, the beautiful purple sky, it's the Northern Lights, and it's got this beautiful green in there, and then this little golden light that's starting to peek out, and it says, no matter where you find yourself today, you don't have to stay down. Take a breath, ask for help, and keep fighting. And the thing about abundance is when we want it, we have to be in the feeling of already having it. So when we say, oh my gosh, I don't have that. I don't have enough. I'd really like that, but I don't make enough money. That holds us back from getting what we actually want. And so our thoughts are a big factor in getting the abundance we want. If we want to be abundant, we have to live and feel like we already have what we're striving for. I have no worries. I know everything's going to come for me. The universe does provide, and I'm okay, and I'm secure. The second card I pulled for you was from the Light Seer's Tarot, and it's Knight of Wands, and Wands is all about our thoughts. And this is a beautiful woman who's carefree, beating on a drum, happy as can be, and that's you letting those thoughts go and being in that place of already feeling like you've got what you want, and that's just going to keep bringing more abundance your way. So a little bit of mind shift, and you're going to be there, is what I'm hearing. So I hope that serves you.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, it does make sense. I'm already feeling I'm closer to where I want to be, but I just feel like there's a hidden, you know, like a hidden anxiety and hidden stress back in the subconsciousness. So maybe, yeah, it's the thoughts that I'm not aware of, and maybe the emotions that are holding me. And yeah, but thank you. I would just love to connect with the angels today. So thank you, ladies.
Oh, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Mary, did you speak with Jessica yet?
Yes, but I, you know what? Another message came through. So if she's still on, the card
still
that
with
I,
us.
Oh, she yes. Okay, great. So I did
yes,
give
I am,
her the
yes.
message.
Sorry, Michelle.
In the beginning, but I wanted to let her know that an additional message came through. It's spend time with people you love, and celebrate with Archangel Uriel. You wanted a message from the angels, and Uriel is
yes.
going to bring you joyous news. It's waiting for you. And it's saying, turn your face into the sun and bask in the blessings from the divine. And I'm just getting like amazing chills on the top of my head. So it's just a confirmation that something amazing is waiting for you. Some good news is coming your way. But like Liz said, you have to think that you're abundant already. And think positive. Say my bank, always say my bank is full of money. Never say I have, you know, $10 or just say it's I'm abundant in every aspect.
So that was the last message that I got. It was an additional message.
Beautiful.
And when you get into that, you know, just like they're saying, you know, I am abundant, your vibration, it starts to really raise really high, and the universe wants to match that vibration. Okay? And I just, as I'm saying that, Archangel Gabriel has come forward, and she's saying, you have such an important purpose here, and she's asking you to connect with your angels because she doesn't want anything to hold you back. Okay?
Yes. Thank you, Angel. Thank you, ladies. You are amazing.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Call back again, Jess. Let us know how you're doing, honey, okay?
Thanks, DC. I will. We'll do.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. We still have a couple callers here. Let's see. Okay. Hi, area code 302. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling in. This is the first show, and we're so happy you could join us.
Oh, well, thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Is there an area of interest that's been on your mind and you'd like some answers from the angels?
Either love or just what's coming up.
Okay. Okay, that sounds awesome. Okay. Ladies, do either of you have anything yet for Jackie?
I do. This is Liz.
Awesome.
I pulled from the Archangel Power Tarot by Radley Valentine. And I got card number 20, New Beginnings. So there's a lot coming your way. it's Archangel Jeremiel, and it says, starting a new life, finding your purpose, a forgiving and compassionate review of the past. So when we start something new and embark on a new journey, a lot of times we need to let go and cut ties with things from the past. It may be people. It may also just be feelings or negativity that we're holding on to, grudges against people. They don't serve us any purpose. And, you know, one of my favorite sayings, and I use this all the time, is holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die.
Yep.
When we're angry, it only manifests in ourselves, making us ill, making us sick. It does nothing to the other person that we're angry with.
Yeah.
So let it go. Cut the tie. You know, sometimes we have to forgive people for what they don't know, and move on. You know, it is what it is. It's a lesson, and it just means we know better. And but this is confirmation. You have new things on the horizon. Things are coming. This picture, there's the angel, and there's like a little family underneath. So there's new things coming, new partnerships, new people in your life that are going to be very special and meaningful for sure.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was
beautiful,
Liz.
Thank you.
This is Mary, Jackie. How are you?
Hi, Mary. I'm well. How are you?
Good. I got the balance card jump out for you. It's a beautiful angel with two cups in his hands. And it's and a rainbow above his head, which only leads me to believe that something big is coming up. I mean, this is just amazing. To have a rainbow on a card and sunshine coming down is just amazing. And the card is blending the ideas of others with your own to create something extraordinary. Successful compromise, the power of diversity, self-control, patience, and balance. So this card is Archangel Zachiel is here to help bring balance to your situation with warm colors rising above from one cup and cool colors rising from the other. The full rainbow of options is present only where they meet. So basically you have to find balance, and within that balance is when you know, what you're asking for will manifest.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
and
Jackie.
I was getting the same things that the ladies have gotten as well. And my dog, Ginger, came in from the other side, and she's saying, girlfriend, hold on to your hat. Love is coming your way, but you do have to release some stuff, get rid of whatever you're holding on to first. And I too, you know, think you need a little bit more balance, okay?
Uh-huh.
But she's saying, you know, things are looking up, that there is a relationship going to be coming in soon. It's headed your way, okay?
Okay, good.
So
is it a healthy
sure
relationship?
But you've got to make sure you're ready. She said, girlfriend, you don't want to go to the door with a robe on and curlers in your hair when he arrives. So, in other words, like, that you're ready, okay? Make sure you have that list, you know, his qualities, what you want, you know, what you won't accept on the other side, loving yourself first, and always remembering that you are complete just as you are. No one will ever complete you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, thank
because
you very much.
She's saying this may be the real deal, so you better be ready, girlfriend, okay?
All right, I'm ready.
And she's saying, you know, you have to call back. You can't leave us hanging either. That wouldn't be fair. Okay, Jackie, so she wants to hear
okay.
The CD. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome.
You're
all
welcome.
Right. All right, bye-bye.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I believe we still have a few more callers. Okay. Area code 718. It's really great to connect with you. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, okay. My name is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Do you have a question tonight for us?
Who am I speaking to?
This is DC. DC Love.
Hi.
And
hi.
Beautiful co-hosts are Mary Hernandez and Liz Pfister.
Yeah. Okay. I don't quite know what to ask. I'm going to be 72 years old, and I'm trying to figure out where to go from here. I know I need
okay.
to make changes, and, you know, I would like to enter a new stage of my life. So I'd like to see what you have to say about that.
Awesome. That's a great question. Thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Hi, Joanne.
Okay.
It's Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Is this my Joanne from River Maven?
Yes, it is.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. How are you?
I'm great. So you'll never
good.
Believe the card I just pulled for you.
What's that?
It says the River Queen.
What? Could you please interpret
yeah.
that?
And it's flow, letting go, natural movement. So I know Joanne, she happens to come up and stay at our Airbnb at my holistic center. She's a wonderful woman. And it's so funny that she gets this card. It's just letting it find you, Joanne. Just
wait and see what comes. And I know that you're really good at that. However, your daughter is not so good at that. So I think there's no sense in urgency. You know, and you've lived a long life, so you know that you're always going to land on your feet. You don't get scared.
I
you
do.
Don't get worried.
I do. Yes.
So this is just telling you that you're doing the right thing, and it's a picture of a beautiful mermaid on there. So,
well, maybe 50 years ago.
You're still beautiful inside, Joanne. I'll let the other ladies give you a message. How's that?
Thank you.
That was
really okay,
beautiful and incredible. And I, you know, this is DC. I was getting the same thing, basically. So I'm getting, you know, you are beautiful. And I just saw this beautiful swan, like, swimming, you know. It was absolutely amazing. So you were asking, you know, the question, you know, you're at, you know, a certain age and everything. Well, you're at the age where you should really start to connect with those dreams that have been on your mind, okay? You deserve,
yeah.
You deserve so much, okay? You've got to start using your imagination. And I just saw, like, a beautiful rainbow myself, and I heard, you know, this is the time of peace and happiness. Everything is going to be okay. You're going to love it. And, you know, life doesn't get much better than that. And that's what I got.
Wow.
Follow your dreams.
Similar.
Yeah, follow your dreams. My goodness.
You're
at a point where this is going to be, you know, absolutely amazing. So don't be afraid. Just go with the flow, and it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Okay, Mary,
well,
do you have
you.
Something for Joanne?
Yeah, sorry for interrupting you, DC. Actually, I got something similar to what you both said. I pulled a Three of Water card and from the Angel Wisdom Tarot, and actually I didn't pull it. It just jumped. This is a time for celebration. It says kick up your heels. Basically, the message is kick up your heels. Spend time with people that you love. Vibrant health is coming. Good fortune and happy endings. And it says becoming part of a close-knit community. So I don't know if there's a community that you wanted to be a part of or wanted to join. But basically, you know, this is what the card is saying. Basically, there's a close-knit community. Is there one?
Well, I've had,
Joanne?
Yes, there is. And I feel crazy for wanting it. It's up in the Windsor area where Liz lives.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yes. So, oh, my gosh, I got chills. That's exactly. So go for it.
Yeah, and I've had that urge more and more and more, and then I feel like I'm being foolish for wanting something like that because it's such
no.
a big change. It would mean moving.
No, basically, this card is actually telling you, you know, basically a confirmation, I believe. And that's from Archangel Uriel.
Uriel.
He's amazing.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Well,
you have made me very happy, the three of you.
That's great.
Well, please call
I'm
back
so happy,
and
Joanne.
Let us know how it's going, Joanne. Okay.
It's just what you're doing here. I just feel so much love. It's really great.
Aww, thank you, Joanne.
Thank you, Joanne.
You're welcome.
Have a great evening.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You too. Okay, thanks.
Okay, ladies, we have three more callers, and we're down to, like, the last 11 minutes. So do you want to just do, like, a little bit shorter of reading so that we can connect with the last three people?
Yes,
yeah,
we can
fine.
Do that.
Yeah, we can
okay.
do that.
All
we
righty.
Don't want to leave anyone hanging.
No.
407, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please? 407? I think we lost 407. Okay. All righty. Let's see. Area code 201, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, my first name is Jacqueline.
Hi, Jacqueline. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Just concerned.
Do you have a question for the ladies this evening?
Yeah, I'm just concerned about my son, relationship
okay.
I have with my son.
Okay. All righty. Ladies?
Ooh. I just one flew right out. Is your son okay. a teenager, Jen?
No, he's 22.
Okay. Well, in that age, I have an 18-year-old, and I had the same feeling that I have when I'm dealing with him in frustration.
Mm-hmm.
So, I hear you, sister. It's not
mm-hmm.
easy to raise young men in this age. So the
yeah.
card that came out is surrender frustration. Frustration doesn't open any doors. The key to resolving a dilemma or dissolving a block is to take a breath, center yourself, and regroup so you may approach the situation more calmly. What I can tell you from dealing with, you know, kind of similar thing, when our children start to become grown up, it's hard for us to let them go to watch them make decisions that we know are not the best for them.
Mm-hmm.
However, everybody's life is their own, and we all have our own road to travel, which stinks. So we have to let them make mistakes. We have to let them, no matter how hard it is and angry it makes us, we have to let them discover and live their own life.
Okay.
So when you start to feel frustrated, take a deep breath, maybe ask questions. You know, I've started saying, so why do you think that this is the best decision for you? And it seems a little patronizing, but sometimes when they hear it out loud, they realize that it's
mm-hmm.
probably not the best decision. So, because I'm going to move quicker, that's where I'm going to leave it for you. But I hope that helps you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. Mary?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, Jacqueline. Actually,
hi.
A card jumped out, just like with Liz, and this one was the Justice card, and Archangel Raguel is known for bringing harmony to situations that are in discord. As justice must always be impartial, he weighs both sides with divine scales. So basically what he's telling you is to be impartial and objective, stand up for what
mm-hmm.
you believe in, and try to see all sides of the situation, like yours and his, and you will win if your position is one, you know, that you believe in. And that's what I got.
Beautiful.
Okay.
And Jacqueline, I agree with the ladies. I was getting the same messages, and I saw Archangel Michael stepping in. He's walking beside you to have the courage and the confidence to do what needs to be done. And he just asked that you be sensible. You know, use common sense, stay focused, stay grounded, and things are going to turn out okay, all right? Jacqueline, please call us
okay.
back
okay.
and let us know how everything
sure
is going,
will.
Okay? Thank
I
you.
I sure will. Thank you, lady. Appreciate
God bless,
it.
Hon.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, area code 607, you're live with Angel Answers. We're getting down to the last couple minutes, folks, but if you're on with us, just stay with us. We could still pick you up and answer your question. Okay, 607, are you with us?
I sure am.
Hi, can I have your first name, please?
My name is Michelle, and I just wanted to call to congratulate my friend Liz on this new adventure that she is on, and to tell her I'm very proud of her.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Beautiful.
So congratulations, ladies. I would love a card. Love a card. Absolutely.
From your own deck?
Sure, why not? Give me whatever you feel guided to say.
So from your Connecting with Angels deck, your angels are always near, never far. You are never alone. And I love you.
Aw, I love you too, sister. Well, thank you for that message. It's
awesome.
It's actually quite timely, so thank you.
Beautiful. And Mary, do you have a message?
Yes, I got a card jump out. It's working too hard or multiple jobs, the need to bring balance and fun into your life, juggling multiple priorities and balancing the budget. That's what I got. Does that resonate, Michelle?
Oh, yes, fully. Absolutely. Totally just spot on. The two of you have been right on. It's perfect. Thank you.
Beautiful.
I know exactly
You're
what
welcome.
It means. You don't even have to go into depth.
Yes.
Okay, Michelle, this is Cindy, and I have to ask you, are you mindful of your mind-body connection? Because I'm getting
Absolutely.
Something feels like it's a little bit off this month, so just be aware of that.
Yes.
Okay,
very much
so be careful with that.
Mm-hmm.
I just see you like you're a really productive person. Really productive. Wow. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm getting, you know what? Like my dog Ginger's coming in. She's saying, "Girlfriend, you are productive," but she's starting to like push stuff like all over the place and saying, "You need to make a little bit more time for yourself." Okay.
Mhm.
So make sure you make time just for you. And it's not being, you know, it's not being stingy or anything. If you make more time for you, you're going to have, you know, so much more time for others. And our physical vessels need to be attended to as well, okay?
Absolutely. That's what this whole week has been focused on for me, actually.
She wants to ask her. She wants to say, she's saying, "Are you thinking about buying something expensive?" She's saying, "Wait a little while." So the timing
okay.
isn't right yet. Okay, give
okay.
it about 2 weeks at least. And then
the
answer
is okay.
Okay, so she's saying don't make a big purchase right now, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All righty, so I hope that helped. It was an honor to connect with you and you know, say hello. And please, you know, keep up with the ladies and keep calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, everybody, for what you're doing. It's absolutely
Thank
beautiful.
You. Take care now.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Michelle.
Okay. Bye, Liz. Chat later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, ladies, we have, let's see, one more caller, I believe. Okay, I think we have one more caller. Hi, area code 407, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Sure, it's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie, how are you? Do you have a question for the ladies this evening?
I'm doing well. I'm actually coming off the caller before me. I wanted to congratulate Mary on this great adventure that she is going through and making her so happy. She's like a sister to me, so I'm very grateful for her.
Oh, beautiful. That is so beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to make me cry.
Thank you.
I love
me,
you,
Debbie. Enjoy this.
Yes, this is so beautiful. Well, we're going to pull a
beautiful.
Card for you.
Okay.
So, Liz or DC, if you have a message, I'm still shuffling.
I'm trying.
Oh, okay. I was here. Sure. Okay. Hi, Deb. This is DC. It's an honor to connect with you.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm getting my dog Ginger is like pulling out money like from the sky all over the place, and she's saying that your financial situation is going to get better. And she's saying, don't be surprised if you find money in places you wouldn't expect. Okay? So I just see money coming to you that I don't think that you were expecting, okay? And I'm getting like you're, but this is like a really nice time for you because there's positive changes in all areas of your life. Okay, so if you've had like a strain, you know, with any kind of family members or anything, everything's clearing. Relationships are getting better, okay?
Wow,
and I'm getting
wonderful.
Like you're going to take a lead with others. Like you're, I see you taking the lead as well. So I do feel like things are getting better for you. So this is going to be like a nice, it's going to be a nice time for you. You're transcending is what I'm getting. And my dog Ginger is bringing forward an essential oil. And she's saying, I don't know if you like essential oils, but a joyful blend would really help you to release like what you're holding on to. To sort of like understand the change you're going through and to bring you in to that higher state filled with love and grace. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it absolutely does. You ladies are so amazing. You're on point.
Okay, so Ginger is saying a joyful blend, that would consist of maybe lavender, tangerine, melissa, maybe some sandalwood. And she's saying that that's going to really help you. And you're going to feel like your heart is filling with love and joy, and it's going to help you to always connect with that frequency, okay? And I'm sort of getting, like, to help quiet the mind a little bit as well, okay? So if you, you know, if you look for a blend of essential oil, if you use them, like I said, it has lavender, tangerine, maybe a little bit of lemon in it, a little bit of sandalwood, it would really help you, hon, okay? And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. Ladies?
Hi, Debbie. This is Liz. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Liz. How are you?
Good. So I pulled a card from my friend Michelle that was before you, her Divine Light Connection card. And this says, turn your defeat into victory by changing your perspective to that of love. So when things don't work out the way you think they should and you feel defeated and you feel like you failed, you haven't. You know, every great thing, every great invention took multiple failures to get where it is, right? So every time we fail, it's not really a fail. It's moving forward. It's taking a step. It's trying. And even when we try something and fail, at least we're trying and we're pushing ourselves ahead and we're keeping our momentum going. So one of my authors I follow, Gabby Bernstein, always says, roadblocks is detours in the right direction. So these little failures are your angels and your guides stepping in and saying, that's not the way to go. Try something else. So keep that in mind. You know, it's never just, you know, just thank them for the opportunity and try another way.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Deb. It's Mary. I immediately got I thank you for calling. It means the world to me. I got the release card and actually fall on the floor. So it's crazy, but so you need to release, just like DC said. So basically endings that lead to new beginnings, like DC said, you know, she sees an abundance, and I've been telling you, you know, abundance is coming. It's just divine timing. At the need to release situations or people that hold you back, and spiritual transformation, which I'm trying to help you with. And then Archangel Azrael is here with arms open wide to comfort you. White roses grow in every direction to show you the purity and peace in this moment. So that's just totally amazing because, you know, just work on releasing. And grounding. I keep getting grounding.
Yes. I'm trying to do that. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Beautiful. So that was beautiful.
Yes, you ladies are amazing.
Thank you.
And Steph, your friend Mary, I don't know what she's doing to me, but she has stuff moving around, and I saw a hand wave at me. Do you have, like, a sister figure in spirit, of maybe a friend? Or a sister? Okay, because I'm getting a waving hand. You can't let her go until you say hello.
Oh, my God.
Do you connect with her during your dream state?
I haven't seen her. She just died in December. So. I haven't seen her or dreamt with her or anything. And I really didn't see her much when she was here either.
Okay. Well, she agrees with, you know, everything that the lady said and everything. I'm not a person that likes spicy foods. I like more, like, you know, a little bit more bland. Do you like spicy foods? Because my throat's burning.
I actually don't.
Okay, like, okay, well, maybe it's your daughter, but I'm like, oh, my goodness, I can't take the spicy foods. Okay. Your friend just saying she wanted to come in and she wanted to say hello to you. Did something happen recently?
As far as...
I don't know. She thinks, like, something happened recently, okay? And so I'm not sure. Like, they don't have,
things,
like, they don't have time where they are, so I'm not sure. But she's throwing feathers at you. She's throwing butterflies. And she's saying that she's been trying to get your attention, hon.
No.
So I just, you know, she wants to make you aware that she's there and she's been around you. And she's saying that, like, I don't know, are you doing something spiritually? Because I feel like you're moving forward.
I'm actually sorry. Mary is helping me a lot. I do have,
okay.
I've always had some type of, I don't know, connection or something. But I guess I just don't know how to make it work.
Okay, well, a good way, you know, keep calling into the show and getting, you know, more and more advice, and it will definitely help you, okay? Because your friend is saying you've had some challenges, like, in your life recently, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what she's saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
she's just saying you're like your grandfather. You have a lot of his, like, beautiful traits. And she's just pointing to your teeth. Do you have anything wrong with your teeth?
I'm sorry?
Are you having any issues with your teeth? Because she's just, like, pointing them to your teeth.
They have been bothering.
Excuse me? Okay, well, get them looked at, hon, okay? Yeah, she wants you to go to the dentist, honey, okay?
Okay.
All right, and that's what I have, but, you know, the little hello from heaven, and, I mean, your friend is, you know, watching over you. She's still with you, and like I said, she wants you to go to the dentist. So I hope that helps you, Deb.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
You guys always
thank you so much, Debbie, for calling.
Of course.
Thank you.
Love you.
Have a great
we'll
evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye. Yeah, I don't know what it is, the two of you. Your energy is amazing, and it's been making things go a little crazy, like around here, you know? So, I mean, it's funny, it's, you know, to see others going through, you know, the craziness that I go through as well, so it's kind of nice.
Yes.
And I, you know, like I had things flying on Monday, you know, on Monday's show, a woman had a St. Joseph statue. She moved it and she put it in front of the other statues, and I had a St. Joseph's medal, and it flew up and almost hit me in the head when she called in, you know? So the craziness continues. They're beautiful angel answers, I guess.
Yeah.
So ladies, we have some time left. I would like each of you to please tell the listeners where they can connect with you. Okay?
Okay. This is Liz. You can find me on Facebook at LizP11Love. That's my Facebook page. It's Liz Sister Lifelighter. And on there you can see how to get in touch with me about online card reading, spiritual counseling, anything like that. And if you're in the upstate New York area, also where you can see me in person. So I'd love to hear from anyone that was on, and I thank everyone for joining us tonight, too.
Beautiful. Thank you. Hi, this Mary?
Yes. Hi, this is Mary. You can find me via Facebook under Mary Hernandez, and you can also reach me via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. You ladies, you did a magnificent job. It was just totally amazing, and I enjoyed here with you as well. It was just awesome. And if any of our listeners are on Facebook and they haven't had an opportunity to check out our Sacred Embers group, that's another beautiful place where you could connect with these two ladies as well. And it's a place to help you to get the answers you're looking for, you know, when our shows aren't online. And I want to thank these beautiful ladies for joining our network, and you are such an asset. This was a wonderful show.
Thank you.
Thank you
for joining us. It's an honor.
Yes,
congratulations.
Thank
you. You guys, you did a great job.
So excited to be
Liz, Ginger is saying, turn over the airwaves, and each of you, like, say a short goodnight to our callers.
Okay. This is Liz. Thank you guys for joining us. Continue to follow us every Wednesday, and we'd love to hear from you. So call in and keep us up to date if we spoke with you this evening. Or if you're afraid to call in next week and get some answers from the angels. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mary. I just wanted to thank everyone for calling in, for tuning in. And also, I believe under Sacred Embers, if you don't want to call in, there's also a chat that you can actually ask your questions on the chat. And I think DC can confirm that if there is a chat. I believe there is one. Is that correct, DC?
You know what, Mary? There is a chat. I did not open it up. But when you're in the studio, you can open it up. And it would be nice to have, one person run the board and maybe the other one, you know, keep up with the chat, you know?
Yeah, that would be nice. Maybe coming up, I guess we can do that, because it would be nice for the people that don't want to get on the radio.
Okay, and Lynn is messaging us. She's saying, ladies, don't worry. There was no one in the chat this evening. So we're all good. Ginger was locking. Ginger said, I took care of it. I locked the door. No one could get in because we didn't open the chat. So there. we will open the chat. The chat will be open. And again, if you don't want to, if you don't want to speak on here, you can put your questions. Okay. So I guess if there's nothing else, I will end the episode, ladies. Congratulations on the first episode of Angel Answers. Good
thank
night,
you
everyone.
Thank you so much. Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Night.
Thank you. Bye. Good night.
Night.